Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This report is based on a recent thread by Kim.com that I believe is important for people to be aware of. Last June, puppet President Volodymyr Zelensky warned the public that Russia was planning to attack the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. There is now talk in Kiev that the real president of Ukraine, Victoria Nuland, has become so desperate for NATO troops to enter Ukraine and continue this U.S. proxy war against Russia that she is willing to murder innocent locals with a radioactive cloud and blame it on Russian forces. And if you know about Victoria Nuland and the government she works for, then this is absolutely a possibility. Independent journalist Gonzalo Lira, who was arrested and left to die in his jail cell by Nuland's forces, did an excellent job describing Victoria Nuland and the United States agenda in Ukraine. I highly recommend watching the entire thing, but here is my short edit.
Victoria Nuland is carrying out a policy which is very, very, very simple. The American goal, foreign policy goal, is to have a weak and preferably divided Russia, a Russia like the good old days in the 90s. Because in the 90s, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, the United States was able to enter Russia and exploit it to a degree that is unprecedented. Ukraine, since 1991, the collapse of the Soviet Union, has been a cesspool of Western corruption. Oligarchs were not only allowed to rise, but were in fact encouraged to rise by the Western powers, in particular the United States. Because the United States figured that by way of these oligarchs, these countries could be controlled. If Russia was corrupt, if Ukraine was corrupt, it would be easy for Western interests to go into these countries and steal. When Putin arose, the people in the West thought, oh, he's one of our guys. But what they discovered, to their dismay, was that when Putin took power in roughly 1999, he cut a deal with his oligarchs. You stay out of politics and I'll stay out of your grift. But what happened was that slowly over the years, Putin started edging out the oligarchs. And even as he put in his own oligarchs, he started making those oligarchs smaller and weaker, which is what he's been doing for the past 23 years. Had Putin not existed in Russia, Russia would be what Ukraine is today. Americans started realizing this in the late 2000s, early 2010s. They started realizing that Putin was subtly resisting them, resisting their attempts to turn Russia into a whore. These Ukrainian extremists, they hate ethnic Russians. And that fits very neatly with Nuland. Because Nuland, throughout her career, she has always allied herself with groups that were extremely antagonistic towards Russians. She's always allied herself with people who hate Russians. When the Maidan Revolution started, she supported the right sector. She micromanaged the Maidan Revolution, and that implicated her. When Poroshenko came to power, the next president, she made sure that that government abused the Russians. And of course, she made sure that the Ukrainian army started getting seriously supplied with weapons, and she used that Ukrainian army, and she micromanaged this, to attack the Donbass. You have to understand that in a very real sense, Victoria Nuland has been president of Ukraine since 2014. And so the weapons flowed into Ukraine from starting in 2014 after the coup d'etat. She brought in the weapons. She's like the nexus of all these different interests that want to exploit Ukraine and use Ukraine to attack Russia with the ultimate goal of breaking up Russia and bringing back the good old days of the 90s, the good old days for the Westerners, the very, very bad old days for the Russians. The Russians don't want a repeat of the 90s. That was traumatic for them, as it would for any country.
Word on the street is that the current commander-in-chief of Ukrainian forces isn't up for the task of attacking their own nuclear power plant. And so Nuland is looking to replace him with Budenov, who will become the next Zelensky if he commits this war crime for the U.S. State Department. If these rumors are being considered by Russia, you can expect a major push to take control of Ukraine before it's too late. Greg Reese reporting.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release the virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. It's Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. The New Hampshire primary is open. Trump is dominating with 286 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, and 27 seconds, the most important election in world history. I'm going to give breaking analysis on the traitorous, treasonous, probably no doubt blackmailed members of the Supreme Court joining with the globalists to destroy what's left of U.S. sovereignty in their evil ruling yesterday. Here's the report I filed on it. More details straight ahead, special guest, and more on this live Tuesday transmission. Everybody keeps putting faith in the Supreme Court to do the right thing. But today they said Texas, even on Texas land, can't put up barbed wire, can't have state police, can't have Texas Guard try to stop the invasion happening that Mayorkas and Biden created. They told the illegals when Biden was running for office, when I win, search the border. They've set up UN camps all over Central and South America that I covered today in great detail with investigative journalist Michael Yon to bring them into the country. The same invasion strategy that was used on Europe in the last 15 years. This is all official. And when you watch the congressional hearings, they never bring up State Department money funding over 70% of it. The UN funds 10%. Communist China funds on average 20%. So in a consortium of the U.S. government and Communist China and the UN, they built these giant refugee centers and fly people and pay them to come and then stage and invade the United States. Because if they built a UN camp in northern Mexico, it'd be too obvious. So they do it in Panama and other areas. So I'm not going to make a prediction about what the Supreme Court's going to do with President Trump and them trying to take him off the ballot. But everybody that's so sure, because it's constitutional, they'll do the right thing, I think you're naive. And I'm not saying they won't do the right thing, but you have to understand the pressure as a popular talk show host. I've gone through the harassment of my family, the PIs, the demonization, the infiltration, the harassment has been incredible. And I was able to deal with it because I knew what I was signing on to 30 years ago when I decided to fight this. But the average politician is not built like that. So we're going to show you footage, just happened minutes ago, of the feds opening the gates of the border in Texas at Eagle Pass, removing the barbed wire, and governor of Texas following the orders of the feds to do this. And yes, the feds under the Constitution are in control of the border, but not when they facilitate the destruction of the country. Texas has emergency powers. In the federalist system, the feds aren't in charge. Federalist system means it's a separation of powers and a division of powers, 50-50 between the states and the feds. The feds are captured. So this is a constitutional crisis. Them trying to take Trump off the ballot, all these indictments, everything that's happening is our country in crisis. So the Supreme Court is being intimidated. They're going after families. They're clearly blackmailing them. All the Republicans have taken special favors. Nothing compared to Democrats. The Democrats a decade ago, when there was heat on it, legalized. They passed a law for insider trading. So the Justice Department goes after a Republican for a crooked toenail, but Democrats can do whatever they want. So let's not be naive about the power of the corrupt Justice Department and the intimidation they have over the Supreme Court. That's what's happening. I'm really concerned. I think this is a major sign that the Supreme Court is going under their control. And it's sad. It's very scary. But the good news is they just had the Davos meeting last week. They admit they're losing. Everybody's awake to them. Populists are getting elected everywhere. But they're going to fight back against us with their deep state corruption. So we are starting to win. We're winning battles. We've not won the war. But we can't be naive and think the Supreme Court is going to save us. We have to wake up the public. We have to elect local officials. We have to remove the Soros prosecutors in local elections. We have to mobilize to stop this. So the federal government, with all the human trafficking and all the kidnapped children, everything Mayorkas is doing, has come in to say to Texas, hey, you can't even put up any type of screen on your own border. You have to accept all this. While the Democrat states like Illinois, New York, and others say don't send your illegals here because they're already blue. They don't need them there. They want the new districts in major conservative states to go total blue, and Democrats have bragged that's the plan. So this is a military operation run by the UN, funded by our own government, and until Congress, here's the key, talks about the fact that the State Department's funding the majority of this, we have no prayer. But if we simply wake up to the fact that it's an organized criminal action, it's over. So call Congress, call Talk Radio, make this video go mega viral, and point out, and we'll link below this, to the interview with Michael Yon today, that this is run by our own government against us. They're blackmailing people. They're threatening people, folks. But they are on the wrong side of history. And the people are waking up. But we have to be honest about what trouble we're in. So this is a sad day for America. Abbott tried to do the right thing and instantly got blocked. Please understand that this is replacement migration. This is the globalist endgame, and this is the New World Order. I'll be covering it all tomorrow live on the next broadcast at 11 a.m. Central on the Tuesday transmission. Thank you all for watching, and God bless you.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
U.S. Supreme Court openly endorses collapse of the U.S. border, orders Texas to submit to illegal alien invasion. And it's all financed by the U.N., who's financed by the State Department, upwards of 80% of the funding for the U.N. bases built in Central and South America. The debit cards, the guides, the training, the plane tickets to fly from Africa and other areas of the world in to Central and South America, and then invade up through the United States. Now, they could just give them straight tickets into the United States, but they want to first get them at a UN brainwashing facility, and then once they've been brainwashed, they're then sent further north to another facility. The same thing was done in the last 15 years, over and over again every year, by the exact same NGOs, non-governmental organizations. And what's crazy is I see more and more articles of people like, we've discovered NGOs, we've discovered the State Department is behind this. That's good news, but let me explain how they kept this secret with one story. There's hundreds, but here's one. Everybody forgets about Lou Dobbs. He was as big as Tucker Carlson is now in the late 1990s into the 2000s, but really big in the mid-2000s. 10, 15 million viewers a night, number one guy on TV. Way bigger than Fox. 15 million viewers most nights. All right. Fox's biggest show is at 5 million. And you tuned into his show, it was populist, pro-America, hardcore. The rest of CNN was liberal and socialist and communist. But they anchored CNN with the populace so people would tune in. They had shows like Crossfire, so there was at least some debate going on. And of course, Tucker was part of that before they got rid of the show. And when he went over to Fox Business after he got fired, they kind of just shelved him there, but he still had top ratings for Fox Business of upwards of a million viewers a night. And it was about 7 years ago that they moved to get rid of him at Fox Business, and it was in the news. Why? He did reports
with different legal organizations and think tanks showing how billions of dollars a year under Obama was going through the State Department aid program to the refugee resettlement program of the UN, and under treaty, the UN was in charge of saying who a refugee was and who they weren't, or, quote, migrant. That was the new term they introduced, and even though we never ratified the treaty, Obama put us under it. So now it wasn't just refugees, it was now migrants. So when you hear the term migrant, it means a UN-controlled person. And so Lou Dobbs was exposing what we were exposing, but he was doing it to a mainline audience, and they knew Congress was watching it, so they got very scared. Lou Dobbs did a bunch of reports showing the documents that through Soros, who was getting State Department money, he was then giving billions of dollars a year as the middleman to the UN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
When they attacked him and did all this, they kept him on air another 6 months or so, if memory serves. But he wouldn't shut up. So they fired him. Because he has integrity. He's not for sale. Even then, you could stick him on Fox, he'd had 10 million viewers. But they had him relegated to the lower levels because of it. So they are scared of this. And let me explain something. If I'm getting threatened over it, and then all hell broke loose when I didn't back down, if Dobbs is getting destroyed over it, you better believe and you better understand that's because that's their weak point. And you better know, and that's where we're going next, that members of the House and Senate get threatened, and Rupert Murdoch gets threatened, and that the Supreme Court gets threatened. And all of this going after Clarence Thomas stuff was just a message to the other Republicans who are all flying on private jets with rich people everywhere, who are all getting free hotels, who are all getting a little extra goody-good because on their salaries you can't even live in D.C. as expensive as it is. And their corruption is mild and accepted and even written into their rules that it's okay. But it's still unseemly. On a scale of corruption, the Republican justices are like a 1. The Democrats are a 10, as high as it gets. Okay, and they control the Justice Department, so they've always been able to commit any crime they want, however they want. But, yeah, Clarence Thomas went on a bunch of vacations and a bunch of retreats, and it's not illegal to have his rich buddies fly him around and taking places with him. It's free association. And I don't think Thomas ruled on things just because of that. And there's really no evidence, except in one case, that he ever presided over a case where there was conflict of interest. So on the corruption scale of 1 to 100, let's do that. Clarence Thomas is about the least corrupt. I don't mean to call him corrupt, just what it is. He's a 5. The other Republicans are like a 15. The Democrats are a 100. All right? So they're all watching Clarence Thomas get stuck in the deep fryer and get electronically lynched, just like in his confirmation hearings. You already saw what they did to Kavanaugh and all of that, you know, stuff. It's like they're doing to Trump with these women that you've never even met them, and they just get up there and make stuff up with no evidence. They are terrorizing, going to their houses and threatening to kill them. I mean, you know, it's in the news. And so everybody needs to understand that there's not a mechanism to protect this conservative court. It's a great triumph. Trump got them in. They've been doing a lot of good rulings. But I said months ago, now that this heat is on them, and you know they're getting calls, and people are coming and tapping, you know, on them at the country club and saying, hey, remember that deal such gave your wife to be an executive on that board? And then you later ruled on that one of that company's subsidiaries' businesses? It's going to be in the front pages of the Wall Street Journal next Tuesday. Well, you don't need to be told anything, do you? You understand? And that's what's going on. They're controlled. They're being threatened. And if you really want to defeat the New World Order, but these are lawyers and judges, and they're all about secrecy, so it's hard for them to ever break out like a Elon Musk has done from the system, or a Joe Rogan, or a Tucker Carlson. I never had to break out from the system because I was never in it. I've been getting prepared and trained for this since the day I was born. Never been in the enemy camp. A thoroughbred. Truly not part of their system. Truly organic from the people. That's all God. And it was God doing the training. I can look back on it now and see every bit of it, how evil was turned loose on me at a very young age. I was attacked and tortured by the system, like something out of a movie. And it was because I needed to be made strong for the future. I needed to have my maturity accelerated now so that at 50, I'm the equivalent of an 85-year-old man, historically, mentally, experience-wise. Even my voice is the voice of an 85-year-old man. All God's plan. And I'm not talking about myself to talk about myself. I'm just explaining they don't come from that. They've been protected in the legal system. They're part of a system. And they are being threatened and blackmailed and attacked. And people are coming to their houses. And so everybody keeps thinking they're going to rule for Trump. And I tend to think they still are. And they're probably just giving the left some cases, they think, to feed the terrorists, to feed the crocodile. But then the crocodile just eats you last. I think that only empowers the establishment. I would advise the Supreme Court. I would advise their main target, Clarence Thomas, to not engage in their activity. But I'll tell you, his house is bugged. His phones are tapped. He can just issue the ultimatum by talking to his wife on the telephone. And within hours, it'll be in front of Obama's desk. And above him, the Carnegie Endowment, the CIA. He just simply says, you know, I'm going to hold a press conference tomorrow. And I'm going to explain how the rules work and I didn't violate them. But I can see how people think it's unseemly. But that I'm just going to go ahead and expose the Democrat members of the court and what they've done. And I'm going to recruit some of the other Republican members to go ahead and go public. Because we're being publicly attacked. We're supposed to just sit here and take it. I'm going to go public. Within hours, they'll call him up and say, Your Honor, we just through the grapevine, we just want to leave you alone now. But see, Clarence Thomas and all these people keep operating like they're still in a free country. They keep operating like it's the old America. Hey, the gloves are off, brother. And you're not in Kansas anymore. And so you need to understand you've got intelligence agencies coming after you. And you guys are slowly having your will bent against the American people in this republic. And you would be a hero to use the Shakespearean technique to come out and say, you can say I was wrong to do this. You can say I was wrong to do that. But I'm not going to sit here when I follow the rules of this court and have it misrepresented while these people are doing this. And he knows full well the conflict of interest and the crimes those Democrats are committing, just like the insider trading that Congress does. And he just flame throws the rest of the court. Burns them to a crisp, metaphysically. That's just one of the things that can be done. But the bottom line is, stop rolling over to the intimidation. Stop giving in to the crap. Stop bowing to the threats. I've done it. And I'm far from perfect, but I'm not a crook or a criminal. They've tried to, even yesterday, they had a multinational group out of Dubai trying to get in the office. Spies. Caught them. So, let me tell you, they've turned this stuff loose on us, they turn it loose on everybody. And instead of taking it, the Supreme Court should stand up against it.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so let's drill into the Supreme Court ruling. I got a ton of other news and big guests coming up, but it's a big deal. I shot that report last night at like 7 o'clock at night up here working with Rob Due. And gave you my preliminary analysis, and it turns out to be accurate, but I wanted to do some research. So I did about 4 hours of research last night and this morning, and went and looked at the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights. They all tie together for the meaning of it. And it's 100% clear the Supreme Court ruling is a pile of dog manure, saying that Texas cannot put up a barbed wire fence on Texas property. It's not even on the border. It's not federal land there, and that for public safety and security that they cannot try to screen for criminals, which they've been catching a lot of convicted pedophiles, arsonists, people that are already in the database, and they were actually backing up tens of thousands there to make a point. So I don't totally trust Abbott. I don't think he's perfect. I got big problems with him, but at least for political purposes, he's doing something and drawing attention to it. So I'm not going to say he hasn't done something when he's moving the needle in the right direction. Okay, I'm just not going to do it. It's easy to attack him all day, and I got big problems with him. And I went and bullhorned him, and he ordered the state police a few months ago to harass all my crew for an hour. So, Dave, he starts moving in the right direction, I'll admit it. All right, so continuing here, the Supreme Court says the feds can cut down Texas razor wire at Eagle Pass. Now, there's a lot goes into this, but it's cut and dry that under the 10th Amendment, all powers not expressly delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states and the people. That's the 10th Amendment. I got it right here. I'll show it to you. But more importantly, the 9th Amendment says all the powers that the feds or the states have is also held by the people. And any time they collectively decide that something's being destructive of those aims, it's their right and duty to overthrow it. It's basically a repeat of the Declaration of Independence, a right to revolt, right in the Constitution. And then it's up to voters to decide whether the governor is doing the right thing. And we have massive human trafficking, tens of thousands a day coming across conservatively, total bedlam, crime exploding all over the country, illegal aliens sleeping all over the place, crapping all over the place, raping, robbing, murdering, 80-something percent are military-aged men. We got new videos of Alamas saying, "Do you not know I am Americans? Soon you will. I will soon destroy you." I mean, just brigades of Islamists marching in. And the left controls these people and through Iran and can activate them anytime they want. So this country is being massively set up. So the Supreme Court ruling is a fraud. I mean, on its face, Mayorkas is hijacked. They can't get rid of him yet. They're trying to impeach him. He's committing all these crimes. The Justice Department seizes control. They're backing him. We're under UN treaty. They're building giant. They're already built, but expanding giant UN invasion camps. We've shown you maps where they are, video, photos, drone footage, everything. And this show and a few others are the only ones even talking about it. It's like, oh, what do we do with them once they get here? Stop them coming here by cutting the money off. This is financed. It's like flipping a switch. So, Supreme Court allows Biden administration to remove razor wire on U.S.-Mexico border, 5-4 vote. And here's the stupid ruling right here. They made it very, very short and sweet because they had nothing to defend themselves. U.S. Supreme Court openly endorses collapse of U.S. border, orders Texas to submit illegal alien invasion. So they're aiding and abetting, just like official U.S. government policy of the State Department, the destruction of our republic. Now here's the 10th Amendment. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited to the United States, to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Well, both the states and the feds have the power for civil defense and security and law enforcement under the Constitution, under a duly elected government. So when the feds, if a nuclear power plant, a federal nuclear power plant, but privately owned, but federally licensed, was melting down and the feds refused to do anything, could the governor order engineers to go in there and fix the plant? Of course he could. And then if the feds tried to stop it, well, that means they're in dereliction of their duty on its face, and the people have a right to revolt in any means necessary. I'm not saying violence right now, but they're carrying out violence against us. But they're trying to rapidly bring us into a global crisis, a national crisis, where that's what we think is the only option. So they're trying to force us into that. So there's the 10th Amendment. Here's the 9th Amendment that I mentioned earlier. The enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Well, we elected the state. It's obviously an out-of-control bedlam, massive criminal crisis, biggest human trafficking per capita in history, including children and sex slavery. Does the 9th Amendment, everybody's pointing out the 10th. The 10th is important, but this is 50 times more important. It states it in black and white. All the powers are to the states and the people, all the same powers of the feds. And when the federal government does not execute its duty, and you know, the federal government does have the Navy, the coining of currency, and the borders. The contiguous borders of the nation and interstate between the states. But they've left their job. They've quit their job. They've walked off. and gone and joined the UN and funded them to run this invasion. So they're not just derelict. They're not just not doing their job. They're not just willfully negligent. They are purposely, with premeditation, carrying out these crimes that are beyond felonies, that are premeditated murder one operations to create a Mad Max lawless scenario and to finance it and to protect it and say MS-13 are all God's children. This is a criminal takeover of the country. I'm reading again to you. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people, which we work through our state, so the people, and under it is the state. The state is not above the people. Comprende? Comprehend that, folks? So this is a load of crap. And I love the new come and take it with the Texas Gonzales flag with barbed wire. Come and take it. Now let's look at the precursor or the progenitor to all of this. July 4, 1776. You may have heard of that date. It's the birth date of this great republic. Here's in the Congress, July 4, 1776. And what's it say in the second paragraph? The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having a direct object, the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let the facts submitted to a candid world. And they go on to say, he is not protecting our western borders from attacks by savages. And the liberals go, oh, ban the Declaration of Independence and call them savages. That was the term the Romans used for the Germans because they lived in huts. It just means people that aren't the system. He has refused for a long time after the disillusions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise. He just ignored the legislatures. He ignored that and just bypassed it. So they're saying, well, it goes back to the people since you say it doesn't exist. And martial law going. He has refused for a long time either such disillusions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative power, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise. See, saying power comes from the people. Thomas Jefferson wrote this when he was 33 years old. The power of the people doesn't get destroyed just because some dictator takes over. It reverts to us. We put people in charge because they work for us to carry out our will. I'm going to come back and get directly into illegal alien invasions.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. guarantee. See our greats in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jefferson, the brainchild of our republic, the progenitor, the man who stated prima facie truths that became the world model of freedom. The power resides with us, not in some degenerate king, not in some controlled corporate church, but the people, and in the yeoman farmers, and in the producers, and the workers. Not a communist revolution of collectivism, a revolution of independence. But through the unofficial collective of our will, we build a beautiful world. Not a collective directed from on top, but a free market collective directed by common sense and logic. So you read the Declaration of Independence, and it's how the king got rid of the courts and made the legislatures vestigial where they had no power. And these were Englishmen that had come over here and trying to set up their own government. England had a bunch of revolutions demanding their own parliamentary system and freedom. And the revolution here was an extension of the revolutions that happened in England. That's why we had great support during the war. One reason we won it was not just the French, but because there were a lot of people back in England that were rooting for us and knew that they were having their rights taken too, not just the people in the colonies. So they talk about the fact that all the king does is take our money And then he won't even give the funds to raise troops to protect us from the Native American tribes who on the East Coast were even way more formidable than what you see in the Hollywood movies and stuff about the West. Wars where we'd be up against 100,000. And by the way, oh, they're the good guys. No, they weren't the good guys or the bad guys. You'd have one Native group say, if you don't back us, we're going to burn you out. But if you back us, we'll help you wipe out that group. And there was this giant French and Indian War right before what happened in 1776 unfolded. But the reason I bring this up is the Supreme Court ruling. And where the Ninth and Tenth Amendment comes from is specifically in the states that came out of the colonies and their right to defend themselves if the crown wouldn't do it. One of the biggest bitches in this letter to King George III was, you won't protect us and you won't let us protect ourselves and you don't want us to have our own state cannons at our own military bases, but you then want us to expand out west and fight millions of these people that are meaner than hell? What are you talking about? So, that's what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. So continue. Talk about the king. He has refused for a long time after such disillusions to cause others to be elected, so he got rid of government's elected puppets, whereby the legislative powers of the WEF penetrates the cabinets, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise. The state remaining, in the meantime, exposed to all dangers of invasion from without and convulsions from within. Crime, gangs, rioting, because he dissolved the police power. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. Same thing. Make it super hard to be legally here, but make it easy to be illegal for lawlessness. He has combined with others to subvert us to the jurisdiction of foreign to our Constitution, WFUN, and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts, pretended legislation, fake courts, rigged media, lawfare. For abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging the boundaries of the so-called render, it wants an example fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule in these colonies, setting up a new martial law colony. A beta test for everybody else. See, they were smart. So that's a large part of the Declaration of Independence. I'm not going to read the rest. Probably a third of it, and the largest part of one subject is open borders, lawlessness. So, hey, Supreme Court, you might want to read the founding document of the country, the most important one. Bill of Rights comes second, Constitution third. This is what it's all about. This is the ultimate document. Every major historian admits this is the King Daddy. King, all over the world, it's all every free country's been based on this. This is it. This was the revolutionary idea. We look at it now and say, well, that just makes perfect sense. Big deal. Well, because you didn't have to fight and die for it. This is it. This is the flower of the Renaissance. This is it, folks. So, yeah, the Supreme Court ruling is pure crap. And people are like, well, God, you're so mad they just opened the border up. It's bigger than that. They just endorsed the invasion. They just signed on to all this stuff when clearly their ruling is a first-year law student would know it's pure crap. Pure BS. So what's that tell you? They are getting intimidated. They're getting blackmailed. And so I'm really concerned about what we're going to see come out of the Supreme Court. And we should have a larger discussion and debate about where the Supreme Court's going. And I know Congress listens. I know the Supreme Court listens. I'll leave it at that. It's come out in federal documents, but they made quite an issue about the fact that Clarence Thomas's wife's a fan and a listener. And all I'm saying is, We got a 1776 moment here. And Clarence Thomas is the cleanest guy on the court. They set it up where it's impossible to be perfect. Again, he flies on an airplane with somebody. He's a criminal, even though it's legal. He needs to come out swinging, like he did in his confirmation hearing when they made all that crap up. But he doesn't ever play the race card, which this is beyond that. It's a political card. Since then, but he did do it. Because it was, he said, this is an electronic lynching. And then that's exactly what it is. You know, Nikki Haley said yesterday, oh, they're being mean to me because I'm brown. You look pretty damn white to me, lady. We don't dislike you because you're whatever color you are. It's because you're a warmongering, idiotic stooge. All right, we're going to start the next hour. I'm going to open the phones up on this subject and this subject alone, the Supreme Court and what you think about what I just said, that one topic. And then in between your calls, I have a very special guest on all the latest garbage going on in the environment, the new viruses that are popping up. Dr. Stella Emanuel in the third hour. But we're going to be hitting it all coming up. I've just got so much I haven't gotten to yet. We're going to go over it all. I'll tell you what all that news is when we start the next hour here in just a minute and a half. But please remember, I can't do this without you. And we have great products you already need. So make the decision to defend your own freedom, to defend your own future, and fund this operation. Get a T-shirt, get a book, get a film, get a water filtration system. They're all great. Get high-quality supplements, but do it now at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale's got to end in a couple days because Real Red Pill Plus is selling out and DNA Force Plus is about to sell out. It's a supercharged combo. They're 50% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. Also selling out is the amazing first run of Next Level Foundational Energy with the highest quality organic methyl folate and B-complex. If you don't know what methyl folate does, just go research it. Just trust me. Get it, take it, and see what happens. You'll instantly feel it in an hour, but take it for a couple of weeks. I've been such an aggressive person that I actually can't really take it. I take sometimes a half capsule. It's so strong that it's like I'm back to 16 when I can literally tear people's heads off their bodies, and so I can't take it. It's that strong, ladies and gentlemen. Conan the Barbarian type stuff, okay? And it's the missing link. You need it. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Next Level Foundational Energy. And while you're at it, please get a signed copy as a fundraiser if you want to support us, keep us on air. We're about to stop doing the sign books very soon. The Great Awakening, InfoWarsStore.com. Or get an unsigned. Whatever you do, please get one now. Take action. That's victory. InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we win. Take action.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.